Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. The shiur where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're looking at Yuma 11, talking about the mezuzah, talking about how the gates require a mezuzah. Of course, alachas kama v'kama kal v'chomer, how much more so the doorways, the doors, and even archways in some instances need mezuzahs in your houses. Our house, for example, has mezuzahs on the doors, and we also have a doorway between the living room and the dining room that has a mezuzah. But when you go into the kitchen, it's not really a doorway. It depends on how it is, and you have a rabbi inspect or whatnot. But the Gemara talks about the mezuzahs, and the Gemara actually talks about the brisa, which is the actual source, I believe, how we're supposed to check it, how often we're supposed to check it. A brisa says the mezuzah of an individual must be examined twice every 7 years. Really, once every 3.5 years, the notes point out in the art school, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, in the commentary to Tractate Mezuzah, points out, and Rashi points out in the notes, why? To ensure that it has not decayed or been stolen, God forbid. Interestingly, we actually had an amazing person come, a sofer himself. He calls himself the mezuzah doctor. Really cool. He came to our house and he went through every single mezuzah, sat at our table for hours, ensuring that they were good. He actually recommended that we put one in the attic storage area too, which is like this undercarriage you have to bend over, and there's a storage room. And he checked the one in the garage and whatnot, but this is a way to do it. He also checked my tefillin while he was here. Such a cool thing to do. You got to make sure that the mezuzahs are okay every 3.5 years. Why do we have a mezuzah? We have the psukim, the parshiot written inside to examine and to realize that who is the real protection? Nothing but Hashem himself. Who really takes care of us? Who do we really think about every time we go in the doorway? We go through the door, we're supposed to kiss the mezuzah, be reminiscent of the fact that Hashem above is the one that is protecting us. Hashem above is the one guarding us. The one who Hashem Yishmor Seizcha Uvoecha Me'atav Yad Olam, the Pasuk teaches us. Hashem always watches us when we enter and when we leave. It's reminiscent of the fact that Hashem is our protector. Hashem is our guardian. Hashem neither sleeps nor slumbers. Hashem is always protecting us. Make sure you have your mezuzahs, that they're in order, they're in check. Make sure you check them every 3.5 years, twice in 7 years, to make sure they don't decay or they don't get destroyed or they get worn down over time. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 12 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.